This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Fair warning to everybody, I'm still in the mold throat. So if you hear me start choking up, that's what it's all about. But for this hour, I should be okay, because this hour we're going to kick off with writer and podcaster and newly back from the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Chicago, Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
It's great to be with you, Bill. Bill, I'm so sorry we couldn't have had you in Chicago. It would have been such fun.
Well, I wouldn't have been breathing mold. I thought about that very heavily.
Is it just the rain you've gotten? And
I don't know what it is. It doesn't matter. I went to the doctor yesterday, and I got everything I need.
All right.
Yeah.
Good.
So, anyway.
Where should we start? Well, I have to tell you a little bit about the Gun Rights Policy Conference. It was about 600 of the movers and the shakers in the self-defense policy arena.
Right.
Basically, it was your guests.
Yeah.
It came right down your guest list.
Yeah, yeah.
Rick Ector, Rhonda Azell, Tiffany Johnson, Bob Pincus, Mark Walters, Mike Piwaworski, Craig DeLuz from the Firearms Policy Coalition. It sounds like old home week, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Like a reunion.
Laura Smith of the Liberal Gun Club. Mary Callison from 1 Million Moms Against Gun Control. She told me, you know, everyone has a story. Her sister was brutally attacked
right
in her parents' home. And that is just a heart-wrenching story. Nothing will motivate. Well, isn't that interesting? In theory, we can learn from other people's experience. I wish that were true all the time. Darn it.
Well, it is true in the logical world, but we also have to deal with the illogical. That's the problem.
Right. Right. Rachel Malone and Eric Pratt from GOA.
Yeah.
Yep. Just
Who's who?
Who's the who is who of the self-defense world? Of course, Alan Gottlieb, his wife, Juliana Versnell. Alan Corwin and Charles Heller of JPFO. Just
right.
A wonderful reunion. Oh, now there was something a little unusual. Stacey Washington was there. Do you remember her?
Stacey Washington. Now, she's a black lady, and
yep,
she's a conservative commentator, and I can't remember what else she did.
She wrote for a St. Louis newspaper who put out this screed condemning the NRA, and she said, hey, wait a minute, you're talking about me. And they fired her.
Yeah.
And she said, well, that stinks. That shows you have no integrity. And she quit, marched right on. And I think she's now on Stacey on the Right is her show. I think she's on over 100 stations now. So it was one of those, try and kick me to the curb, will you?
Well, all they did was just free her up.
Right.
So, I mean, that part of it. There's always, for every action, there's always going to be an equal but opposite reaction. So they I think I've had her on the show a long time ago, but I don't remember when it was and in what context. But I think I have had her on the show before. But.
Well, and your friends, Dr. Robert Young, Dr. John Adine, Sean Brodale, they were all there. It was great to talk to them.
The DRGO contingent.
Exactly.
Yep.
Now, I'm so glad that Dr. Adine got to speak, and he was talking about the necessity of medical training in schools. hi guys, you've got to get them, if there are attacks on our schools, we have to keep the victims alive till the EMTs get there. Right. Once we can get them in the hands of the EMT, they've got, you know, a strong pulse, they're breathing, we stand a pretty good chance of saving their life. And it was just great to hear John talk about it. There's, I bumped into somebody, and I can't give his name yet, but he was talking about a teachers union that didn't like the idea of teachers being trained in trauma care.
Right.
And they went to the local school. Well, they didn't want the teachers to deliver something for nothing. If we're going to be trained, we want to be paid more. So they got the school board to say that if you were trained in trauma care, you could be fired. So I'm still digging on that story. But, yeah, let's make sure that school board is outed at the next election, right?
Teachers unions and school boards are they don't have their own self-preservation in mind or that of their members, because a armed teacher could stop a rampage killer, and a teacher trained in trauma aid could save teachers that might be shot and bleeding out. Why? I mean, see, now we're going from the illogical to the ridiculous. That's just ridiculous. They oppose that because they're not going to make extra money.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, there's 1 in 2.5 million chance that at any given school there's going to be a shooting there.
Right.
So, I mean, it's
like
a little bit
with a meteorite.
Yeah, or, you know, but at the same time, not being prepared is, you know, just because of those odds, that doesn't mean you sit around and say, well, knowing the odds, we're just not going to have to worry with it, so we're just not going to worry with it. And then it happens.
But Bill, you have that training. You got it in the service. You upgraded it periodically. You roll up on a wreck. Ooh, let me stop that spurting arterial bleed. Oh, that looks like a bad gash. Let's apply a compress. Sucking chest wound. Let me roll your head, clear your mouth, get you in a recovery position so you'll keep breathing.
Right.
It's what people would want to do if they could. You're happy to just have that for your family.
Well, I mean, what you just mentioned, I have actually stopped more often for wrecks than I ever had to use that in the military or in any other sort of trauma setting.
Exactly.
I've had to get out 3 times and aid with victims in a wreck. And that's like being a prepper. You know, you're prepping for the zombie invasion, but then you have a tornado or a hurricane and a flood or a surge or something like that. So all of that prepping still is viable, even though the zombies are not coming down at the hills.
Exactly.
So,
and speaking of the flood, we've got to talk about the hurricane that splashed you.
It didn't splash me much, but we can. most certainly can.
The reason I mention it is when Florence, you know, came ashore, it dropped a lot of cell towers.
It dropped a lot of cell towers, and the resulting surge of people coming inland overburdened the internet service, which put me out. It sort of put me out of business for the week it was coming in. So,
and the idea that, here, how many times have you heard the statement, I don't really need a gun, I'll just call the police. Using what? Dixie cups and a string?
Yeah, since with the advent of everybody's, I've cut the cord. Well, that's too bad. That's really too bad, because without that cord, you better be prepared to do things for yourself, because the cops won't know to come to you. And they're going to be spread really thin in the event that things start breaking down. So that's the other thing to consider.
Right. If someone's beating on your door, they'll go, cool, I'll be there in a couple hours, maybe. Exactly. And you're a comms guy. You should tell me about shortwave radios at some point.
Well, I can tell you what I know about them. As far as comms are concerned,
after the break.
We can do that. We can talk about that after the break, sure. I'll bring that up. I mean, the communications I used was already being phased out when I got out. But we'll talk about that when we get back. But Rob Morrissey just got back from Chicago. He is the host of the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, unique in the United States. He is also a member of the Ensemble Cast for the Polite Society podcast. And he writes all kinds of stuff all over the place. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification are ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking with Rob Morse, we brought up communications. The stuff that I used was either AM single sideband, where we would be skipping a wave off of the upper atmosphere and trying to shoot it about 1,900 miles, or transat microwave. So, and none of that stuff exists anymore. It is all obsolete. It all went obsolete. So, yeah, it was already on its way out.
Do you have a ham operator's license?
I do not. I have thought about getting one of those ham-operated walkie-talkies for last second, real quick. I do have some walkie-talkies for me and mine here.
Right.
Which, you know, I'm more concerned if we have to move out and start moving around. If we're in some sort of a hostile area, we're not going to be all clumped up. So, you know, I would want to be able to spread out a little bit, but at the same time, I'd want to be able to talk.
Right. Or just as you move through an area, it'd be nice to know, oop, this street, we can't get through here. Okay, yep. I'll take the next one you try. You know, all the folk also at GRPC, I got to talk with all the folks at Faster.
Okay.
And they've expanded into Indiana now. They're Faster is the faculty and administrator training and emergency response program. It turns teachers into armed first responders, and they have a med kit. And Indiana had been interested, and they said, all right, rather than reinvent the wheel, here, come and show us how you make it roll.
Right.
And they just took the trainers up there to run a class, and it's going to take a while. You know, there's always, okay, who'll be the first school district? Okay, sooner or later it becomes a commodity, and instead of sending a couple of teachers, they'll go, hi, do my district, and now I need four classes just to run them through. At that point, Indiana will probably stand up its own training staff. Interesting.
I'm glad. You know, I keep seeing all this stuff that Kasich keeps coming with out of Ohio, which is where Faster comes from. And right. I'm glad they got that through before he – was he the governor when they got that through?
Earlier, he's termed out, so he's a loose cannon. Nobody's sure what he's doing.
Right. I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, you and I remember Congressman Thomas Massie from Kentucky?
Yep.
He is the head of the Second Amendment Caucus, obviously a caucus in the House.
Sure.
And I was always curious why he didn't sign on to H.R. 38. That was the reciprocity bill.
Right. Meadows? Was it Meadows that put that together?
I've forgotten. Yeah. I've forgotten. Might well be. I mean, someone is clearly playing politics, and that bill, H.R. 38, died. So I don't know who was playing politics. And Alan Gottlieb gave Massie an award. Massie wasn't there. I wanted to ask him myself. Let's say that Alan Gottlieb plays politics for the Second Amendment Foundation on a level that is many levels above my pay grade, right?
Right.
And he says he thinks Massie and the Second Amendment Caucus is genuine. All right, fine. Good. Massie asked for some model legislation. There's a lot of it floating around. I'll forward it to him. Why not?
Sure. But, I mean, the problem I have with that is that he opposed H.R. 38, right? Is that what you said about Massie?
Right.
So here's the thing with this. I believe that we're never going to have a moment where these Democrats are going to wake up enlightened and go, well, you know, you're right. Everybody has a right, a God-given right, to defend themselves.
Right.
And I believe that something needs to start somewhere. Was that a great bill? No, it was not a great bill. But we're asking politicians to put one together. None of these politicians, including Massie, none of them are actually gun people. They're politicians.
Right. Absolutely. And it bothers you and I. That there, and someone made a very similar comment to yours, Bill, about Florida.
Right.
Florida politicians are basically daring gun owners to ignore them. Right. The Republicans, they've said, stay home this election. We don't need your help. Okay, if that's the way you want it, partner. But it's going to become a blue state. Is that really what you want? And you know, it might be. Which is really disgusting, but I'm trying to explain the behavior any other way I can find it. Wow.
That all of that. And, that idea that they don't need gun owners and the politicians and everything else. This is part of this gentleman conservatism, conservative
yes.
ink.
Yes.
And I don't have any need for them. I don't believe we exist in a time now where we can afford the politeness and the decorum and everything else, because I don't know if he's noticed, but the Democrats are not playing with that playbook.
Right, they're not. Very clearly they're not. They're playing hard. Well, what was the great, in fact, I think I loved when you quoted it. You quoted Kurt Schlichter, who said, the Republicans are coming to a battle armed with a balloon animal. And I went,
yeah, that was a good one.
Wow. Wow.
So, I've tried to get him to come on the show before. I've reached out to him. I've actually spoken, I've been in an email chat with him, and you know, he said yes, and then he just didn't ever. When I said great, how about this day? No reply. So
yeah, keep he the guy Kurt? Is entertaining as heck, right?
Yes, he is. He can write like nobody's business.
Really can a very, and he was. I believe he was a Mustang. Started enlisted, became an officer.
Yeah.
So a man with both some ground smarts and some horsepower.
Sure. Yeah, I never met one of those, but I knew they existed. But I was always hanging out with the chief warrant officers whenever I could, because those were the enlisted guys. And right. Whenever I could get with a CW3, CW4, I'd be real happy, real happy.
Learn a lot.
Yeah.
Well, when we come back, we can talk about both Baltimore and Chicago, I guess.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Absolutely. And in the meantime, while you're out there perusing things, you could go to places like Ammoland.com or ClashDaily.com or just the Slow Facts WordPress blog, where everything originates. That's where everything, that's like the mothership of the written word. And then if you're out there and the thing about podcasts is these are really good for when you're cutting the grass or washing the car. And Rob puts out two. I've only just now caught up to him. He's part of the ensemble cast with Polite Society. And then he has the Self-Defense Against Stories podcast, which is unique in the United States. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, paired with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Saudi Arabia meeting with the king today. Now this as police searching the Saudi consulate in Istanbul believe they found evidence that the Washington Post journalist was killed there. Republican Senator Joe Wilson of South Carolina on Pompeo and this meeting.
I have absolute faith in Mike Pompeo. He knows what he's doing, and this can lead to sanctions, the freeze of assets, the barring of travel.
The stock market was up over 500 points today, and one of the reasons many people said the market was down last week was because of the Fed raising interest rates. Well, the president came out and criticized them. He joined Fox Business and again was talking about the Fed.
My biggest threat is the Fed, because the Fed is raising rates too fast, and it's independent, so I don't speak to him, but I'm not happy with what he's doing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And I am talking to Rob Morse, who just got back from Chicago. How are things in Chicago? You know, we read all the time about all of these wildings and everything that's going on. Were you anywhere near where any of that was going on?
No, we were out near O'Hare Airport, a nice area. On the other hand, I very much appreciated the attendees at the conference. They were not allowed to carry inside the hotel, but a number of them were walking around with very heavy backpacks that had metal boxes in them. So they were doing everything legally possible to make sure that, hey, if we're going to a restaurant, cool, we'll be covered when we can be. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's not convenient.
No.
Illinois makes it very inconvenient.
Yeah.
But there were 29 people shot over the weekend while we were there, two killed, and you get these numbers and they're heart-wrenching. Hundreds and hundreds of people get killed in Chicago. Year to date 366. 1,900 wounded. That's a total of over 2,200 people injured by firearms. And as horrible as that is, that's not the most dangerous large U.S. city. That goes to Baltimore. It's not an honor. What is it? That disgusting statistic.
They hold the title. They've got the title.
They're 12 times more dangerous than the U.S. is on average. And it's just as blue a city as you could want. The politicians look like the populace. They're white and brown. They're black. And yet they can't get it together. It's bleeding people, both who are leaving and who are getting killed. It's just a heartbreak. So whatever they're doing, it is not the solution.
Right.
Right.
So Well, I mean, what they're doing, though, for the most part, is trying to do more gun control, right?
Well, it's interesting. They were, they had a bill. Well, this is Maryland that had the very strict gun control last year, and I forget which of the shootings sparked that. Of course, they also had one, hey, let's make it a, you know, if you are caught on the street with a gun, you're going to jail. And when that meeting happened in front of the city council, the meeting was flooded with people who said, wait a minute, I've got to carry something or I'm going to get killed on the street.
Right.
And instead of saying, oh, we should make it legal to carry, they leave it at the police discretion, which leads to more corruption. It's
right.
Just the wrong approach to it. Just shockingly bad.
True. Shockingly bad. But at the same time, it's so bad there that they're demanding that Emmanuel go away.
Right. In Chicago.
Which they haven't had a Republican mayor there since 1931.
Wow. Thank you for looking that up.
So nearly 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Since they've had, and then they're like, well, the scourge and epidemic of gun violence continues on. And the thing that kills me about Chicago is they'll say, well, all the guns are coming from Indiana. Well, if the gun laws in Indiana are so bad, how come it doesn't contribute to more crime in Indiana?
Exactly. Exactly. It's an excuse. It's a rationalization. And do you think that's one of the reasons Rahm Emanuel is leaving office? He can't sell the same old excuses anymore. They're wearing thin.
Well, he got out there and he actually admitted a truth. You know, I've said it before. Broken clocks are they're correct twice a day.
Yeah.
He got out there and said part of the problem out here is you people trying to kill each other. And he got out there and he attacked some of the protected classes, and you know now he's a racist and he's a this and he's a that. He was actually an honest person that first day. That's not racism pointing that out. He's actually admitting culpability. He's saying, well, you people got sold down the river by my people, and you know that's the part of it that he's leaving out. So
right,
so.
Right.
But the other question I have, though, is if Indiana and all these surrounding states are so lax and they're the cause for all the crime in Chicago, why isn't the rest of Illinois? Why isn't it just one big crime-ridden state?
Let's take you extremely seriously, because crime is an economic problem.
Sure.
It's a gang problem. It's an education problem. It's a drug problem. And Chicago has stacked its failures on top of each other in every one of those areas.
Right.
Wow. So guns are the violence with a firearm are the symptoms rather than the cause. Fortunately, if we can get honest people to carry, we can turn that around.
Well, I mean, not too long ago, a rampage killing was stopped in Chicago,
right,
by a concealed carrier, and he broke the
Uber terms of service.
Uber terms of service, yes, sir. He sure did, and but he stopped a rampage killing, and I hope they didn't let him go because they should not have. I mean, he was a hero, and he obviously was a pretty good shot too.
I believe he was a Navy diver too.
That part I didn't know.
It makes sense, though, doesn't it?
No, not really.
No?
Well, listen, in the military, right, in the military, even if you're in a war zone, unless you're actively engaged in combat, you carry your weapon everywhere you go. You literally carry your weapon everywhere you go. You don't train with it live fire that much.
I was thinking that a Navy diver has to keep his cool no matter what.
Any diver.
Yeah,
have to keep this cool no matter
there
what.
There you go.
And we don't have the military veterans don't have the entire cachet when it comes to remaining cool under stress. But it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. But like I said, that dude obviously. I train more now as a civilian than I ever did as a military. And when I was in the military, I shoot more. So
Smith, what you got? We only have a minute here. What do you have coming up? I mean, what are you working on your next video? What are you putting together?
I got some guns sent to me by CZ.
Huh.
And I've got a P07, a really nice P10Z with a threaded barrel and extended magazines, Dan Wesson 1911 in 9mm, and a Scorpion.
You're going to have a ball.
I am. I don't know if they're going to get the Scorpion back. I've already called them and said, how much would it cost? I don't know if they're going to get the Scorpion back. But yeah.
Just to be able to shoot all those side by side, to notice how they feel in your hands, how they recoil, how they load, how the controls all work. That's a great cross comparison.
Yeah, and I've always been sort of a CZ fan, and I've been pushing them for a while to send me some stuff, and they finally have relented. So they've sent me some stuff to take out and shoot, and I'm going to take it out and shoot it. And I don't know. I'm not going to release one big video. I'm going to release like four videos because
sure.
I'm going to try to give them all a lot of attention. I'm expecting some really big things out of the Dan Wesson pistol. Because Dan Wesson, you know, Nighthawk is like the Bentley, and Dan Wesson would be
right.
like the Porsche.
Yes.
And but just looking at the fit and the finish on this gun, I got to give him the tip. I got to give him the hat tip. It's a very good design. It feels great in the hand. And if it runs the way it feels, it's going to run really good. So.
After the break, I've got another question for you about that.
Most certainly. And in the meantime, while you're out there, go check out Rob and his various guises. He's out there waiting for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Had to wait till Cornell sang. Chris Cornell, yeah. Had to wait till he sang. He was one of my favorite vocalists. I do not understand what goes on with those guys. But anyway, you were saying, sir, you wanted to ask me a question.
Yeah, you were running side by side, and you're going to take some training in November, aren't you?
And where?
Weren't you headed up to Arkansas for some training?
I don't know that I would call it trainings. I'm going to go out to Nighthawk.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. When they're handing you a bunch of Nighthawk guns and saying, go shoot these, I don't know if you would say that's training.
Mm.
It's certainly practice, and it's certainly, you know.
But it's you're right. It's T&E. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I know you'll have a ball, and about half of your audience is jealous, and the other half doesn't understand it enough, and if they did understand it, they would be jealous. So,
yeah.
All right.
You know, what I don't get about some people with guns, I don't own that many guns myself. I don't own that many, and the ones that I own are, for the most part, specialty pieces, right? And it's almost like they're made for me. I've got a shotgun right now that I went out and bought, and I went looking for the ugliest shotgun I could find.
Okay.
And I found a shotgun that had been in a police patrol car, obviously since the 870 came out. And this one, it wasn't pitted, but it was beginning to show surface rust, and it had been clipped in and out of those clips that used to be in patrol cars before they switched to rifles so many times that the wood was dented and pitted and beat up, and the gun was just, I mean, now it was very well broken in.
Right.
So I have turned over the metal parts of it to Ace Firearms for them to blast it and then refinish it, and then Boyd's is sending me a at-one pump shotgun stock to go on it, and we're going to put a little side saddle on it, and that's going to be my pump shotgun.
Now you say it's customized, but the 870 is such a versatile firearm. You know, that's like customizing a Ford F-150 truck. It does such a lot.
It's not really necessarily customized in this case. Now the shoulder stock part of the
right.
at one stock, because it has the adjustable comb and the adjustable length of pull, that's a custom type stock. But really, it's more personalized.
There you
than
go.
Customized. So the guns from Ace are personalized for me. Now the Nighthawk Custom, Well, it's a Nighthawk custom. I don't, you know, I would never go to Mark Stone and say, listen, I like your gun, but...
Because no, yes.
Have you ever run one of those?
You know what? I'm trying to remember if I shot one at SHOT Show. I shot a couple of the 9mm 45s. They run like a top. They are quick.
The thing about it, though, is that they're fitted so precisely that when you're running a slide, it is not like you're running metal on metal. It's like it's magnetically suspended.
Right. You're going, whoa, what is this? Hydraulic or something like
that. It's really smooth. It's really smooth. And then the other part about it is the one I have has 2,000 rounds to it, and it still feels new.
Cool.
So, anyway, that's the thing about those guns. So, I like personalized guns.
You have the Scout rifle, though, to me, is another utility tool.
Yes, it is. It is a serious utility tool.
In the sense that it's light enough to carry. You know, it's not main battle rifle, only engage at 350 yards. It's light, it's compact, it's got to swing, yet it has the optics to reach out. That's another utility tool. Now, how is that one customized for you?
Well, it has the At-One stock from Boyd's on it, and then I reached out to a guy named Andy Langlois. Now, Andy
Legion Sling.
Yes.
How cool is that?
Andy made the Rhodesian slings for Jeff Cooper. So Andy is a real Scout rifle aficionado, if you will. So Andy sent me a Rhodesian sling, and I traded him a Boyd's gun stock for this. Now, this is coming from this guy, according to him, as far as the gun. For a Scout rifle purist, you would not want that gun stock on there because it adds to the weight.
Right.
However, because of the way you would mount an optic on the front of it, which that goes way out on the front, it goes in front of the bolt and everything. The way you would want to put the bolt, the optic out there and rising it up and everything, this stock with the adjustable comb to where your cheek weld can go up higher and still have a cheek weld is perfect. So he's willing, in his view, what he recommended I do, and which I have done, is instead of going with a big telescopic scope, I just have a red dot by a company called Stierco, which they make things that you haven't heard too much about, but they are like you can't break them with a hammer.
Awesome.
So I'm just running a red dot, and I've got these standard 10-round magazines on it, and the gun in its stock form is one of the softest shooting 308 you'll ever play with.
Now, do you, is that an East Coast deer gun pretty much par excellence?
It could be. It could be.
Maybe a hog gun.
Definitely could be.
Yeah.
Definitely could be. But around here, a lot of guys use ARs for hogs. So a 308 is going to, a 308 is going to be fine.
Interesting.
But the Rhodesian sling, I mean, the genius of the Rhodesian sling, and it's all in its simplicity.
Well, you grew up with this, I mean, you had to carry your weapon. You grew up with a sling, and you learned how to use it. Most of us have to go through apple seed to pick that up. You had a DI jumping down your throat.
No. Well, I mean, the sling for the AR-15 back in the day had a sling point attachment on the underside of the buttstock, and it had a sling point attachment on the underside of the handguard. So it was the only way you could carry that sling. There was no single point sling slung across your chest or anything. It was at sling arms like you would be in a parade.
Huh.
Now, we would take those slings off, and we would loop the front end around the front sight post because they were fixed, and we would loop the back end around the where it joined the lower receiver.
Mm-hmm.
On the back where the buffer tube was in the small part of the buckstock. And then we would carry it out front like that. But then we would get in trouble for doing that. But then at the same time, we'd see everybody else. If you were a real swashbuckler, you carry your gun upside down. You look around. That's so rain doesn't get in my barrel. But some of us were like, well, what would we do if we actually had to go into a fight? We're not going to be carrying them like this. And so we started doing a little field expedient stuff. The single point sling, the two point sling, all the stuff that they have now, that those innovations are outstanding. Although I don't know which one I sort of go to the two point because if you have to put down your weapon and, you know, pick somebody up or help somebody get up or drag them out of the way or something, you don't want your on a single point, you're going to be beating your knees half to death.
Right. It's going to be flailing around.
Yeah. So, all of them, the 3-point, the 2-point, the single point, I think they're light years ahead of what we were doing in the 80s.
Have you ever taken an Appleseed course?
I have not, because I don't know where to go for one.
I think that's on my bucket list next.
Bob Owens was really big with Appleseed, and I was going to see if he could hook me up with somebody, because he was just across the border in North Carolina. So I was going to try to get him to hook me up with something along those lines. And, of course, he's no longer here for us to talk to him. So
I know some people who used to do that. They're very busy with other things right now. Let's throw it to our listeners. Drop us a note. Tell us what you suggest. How should we get hooked up to find our local Appleseed? I'm already sold. They are wonderful. If I want to learn natural point of aim, some great history lessons, and learn how to use a sling properly, I can't think of a better place to go.
Do you have a scout rifle?
No.
You know, if you had a scout rifle, me and you would go hang out with Andy Langlois.
I think I'm going to do a hunt with our friend John Adine this week.
Okay. Well, maybe you ought to get a scout rifle to do it. Then you could kill two birds with one stone.
Good indeed.
So anyway, Rob, you can catch Rob at Slow Facts WordPress blog. You can catch him. Look at this. You can catch him also at ClashDaily.com, featured writer at Amaland.com, podcasters at Self Defense Gun Stories and The Polite Society. Thank you for joining me, sir. I'm glad you're back home safe and sound.
Talk to you next week, Bill. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir. All right. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Deeper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.